So in last week's episode, we talked about overwhelm and kind of went through some of the stressors that we've been experiencing lately and some of the strategies that we have implemented to not go crazy in the midst of kind of a heavy and intense season of our lives. It's kind of timely that Thanksgiving is this week because I think it's a really good time for us, for everybody, for us in particular, to pause and take stock of all the things that are going well and to express gratitude for those things. So we begin this episode with a few mini conversations with the people that live in our household about what they're grateful for and what they think of gratitude more broadly. So I asked both of our kids, our 9-year-old and our 5-year-old, and then our housemate Dustin, who's super smart, to reflect on the topic of gratitude.
We plan to talk through the issues faced by startup founders and the people close to them.
That overused phrase, work-life balance.
It is an amazingly focusing time.
This is what we do, you know, aside from our families, this is our whole work life.
I am also known as Dr. Wine.
You know, this is a little bit non-traditional.
A little more zen in the startup life.
Zen founder.
Those days were a mental struggle.
I have been stressed in the past, and I know that I will be in the future.
A founder and his or her significant other will both get value from the episode.
What are you grateful for?
My mom, my whole family, actually.
You and Daddy and Fisher and people who will take us in when we're selling our house and a lot of other things.
I am grateful for cold, chilly mornings and being surrounded by friends and great food.
Why is it important to say thank you or express gratitude?
Because it's polite and it's respectful and it makes everyone around you think, wow, that guy is really polite. I should see him more often.
How does gratitude make you feel inside of you, inside your heart or your mind?
Well, if you're depressed, you feel happy because you're grateful for those things. And you can make new friends by being polite to people and stuff like that.
Are you glad that there's a holiday like Thanksgiving where we practice gratitude?
Yeah, because I love mashed potatoes.
Because I like Thanksgiving. It has chicken and corn and berries, a lot of things. And maybe pumpkin pie. Maybe with a fork or maybe not with a fork.
How does Daddy eat his pumpkin pie?
With his bare hands.
I think it's important to practice gratitude because where we direct our attention, our energy follows. And the more that we practice gratitude, the more in tune and aware of all of the things we have to be grateful for, we become. And it's like training a muscle. If we practice being grateful, it'll become easier to be grateful in the midst of difficult things. And it'll be harder to be cynical or afraid or pessimistic if we're grateful.
So as I mentioned, it's a good time in our lives for this Thanksgiving holiday, if you're based in the U.S. And more than just, oh, isn't this nice? It's this nice, warm, fuzzy family holiday. Gratitude is a pretty important piece of a healthy mind and a healthy outlook on life. I had a professor at UC Davis when I was an undergrad who is kind of the leading researcher in gratitude. And his name is Robert Emmons. And he wrote a book called Thanks, How the New Science of Gratitude Can Make Your Life Happier. And in his research, which is in the world of positive psychology, there's really strong findings that gratitude, when we deliberately cultivate gratitude, that can increase our well-being and happiness. It's associated with better sleep, with optimism, with empathy, with better health. So saying thank you and paying attention to what you're grateful for is not just nice for Thanksgiving, but really powerful for well-being overall.
So I get that certain people may be more thankful by nature or just maybe more pleasant by nature and may say thank you and actually be thankful by nature. But if someone's listening to this and they don't feel that way and they feel like they're not thankful for much or that they're unhappy with a lot more things than they are thankful, How does being thankful help them? Because it feels a little touchy-feely, a little positive psychology. You know, if you know much about it, I've done some reading, I've listened to a couple audiobooks, and I like some of the tenets that they bring up. They cite interesting research. Some of the stuff I find a little over the top and a little too, I want to say unbelievable, but it's almost mystical or like new agey, or there's something about it where I'm like, yeah, I kind of don't buy that. Now, gratitude, I'm not saying that about gratitude, but I imagine that there are people in the audience. There's someone listening right now who's thinking that about what you just said.
Well, a quick little defense of positive psychology. I think it's a really important field because it's asking the question, not just what is mental illness or what breaks down in people's thinking or in their brains, but it's asking the question, how do we live well? Which I think is a super important question. So what's the science of happiness? What's the science of connected, well relationships? I think you're right that it can get a little bit irritating when the message is sort of, I think, therefore I am, or if I tell myself 3 happy thoughts, then I will be happy. And that can sound super cheesy. So I get where you're coming from in your critique of it. But the research is also pretty compelling. I think about something like gratitude specifically, we all have a ton to be grateful for. And I think when people get in the headspace of they're striving after something, they're working on a goal, they might be in a season of frustration or a season like we're in, which is a season of feeling overwhelmed. It's really easy to focus on the negative things or the things that are not yet done or the business that's not yet launched or the customers you haven't yet acquired and feel really focused on the incompleteness and driven to make that better. It's not bad to be driven to make that better, but it can be bad if it's unbalanced and you fail to recognize all the things that are going well and are working in your life.
That's the key right there, is especially as a founder or someone who's dealing with a founder, let's say a significant other or part of the family, there is so much stress surrounding certain things that it is easy to forget to be grateful. And not celebrating those big victories and those big wins leaves you with these long, barren stretches of time where it feels like, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? Because this kind of sucks all the time. And I think that's where I can see this fitting in really well. Of not that necessarily, oh, if I wake up, like you said, 3 happy thoughts every day, not necessarily going to do anything. But I think that there are wins along the way. There's almost always wins. And being thankful for those and celebrating those, I think is something I'm actually pretty bad at. But I think that is very important as a founder.
So I kind of made the offhand joke about think 3 happy thoughts a day. But the way that Dr. Emmons has done his research is to begin helping people notice things they're grateful for by just asking them to write down 5 things they're grateful for every day. So it's actually, that's the beginning point, is to write down 5 things or to notice 5 things that you're grateful for every day, whether that's a great sandwich, a beautiful sunset, your spouse being extra patient with you, your kids actually picking up their Legos the first time that you ask them, whether it's that one customer who sent you the positive feedback about your new feature, the fact that your car works. I mean, there's lots and lots of things that happen every day that we kind of take for granted. And gratitude is about not taking things for granted, but about paying attention to the things that are working.
So I have a confession to make. I listened to a book about positive psychology. It's called The Happiness Advantage. And I had mixed feelings about it. I thought I really liked some of the stuff they said. I was pretty irritated by some of the stuff they said, but that was one of the things. I took some notes as I was listening, and one of the things was to start doing that. And it was 3 positive things at the end of the day that were in kind of a retrospective to look back at the day and try to pull out some positive elements, some things you're grateful for, in essence. And I did it for about a week. I didn't plan to do it forever, but I really wanted to see what it felt like. It was noticeable to me that I started viewing the days differently. And when I woke up the next morning, I felt like this is going to be a good day. And I'm not going to say causation, correlation, anything like that. I just know that when I did that, I felt like I could slow down. You know, I felt like I was kind of living more in the moment than I typically do. I don't live in the moment as a rule. I'm always trying to live typically in the future. And that allowed me to, thinking back on the previous day, allowed me the next day to think, oh, this day is going to be good because good things are happening. Things that I should be grateful for are happening.
I think there is pretty strong research support for a correlation between your subjective experience of well-being and this practice of noticing things that you're grateful for. Gratitude helps keep materialism in check It helps to keep irritability in check. It helps to keep anger, frustration, aggression in check. Because so many of those negative emotions have to do with feeling like you don't have enough or you're not enough. And gratitude tells a different story, about your life, no matter whether you are experiencing illness or you're feeling lonely or your business isn't working the way that you want to. Gratitude tells the other version of the story, which is that more things are going right than are going wrong.
We've talked in the past, and you told me about research that is generally accepted in the community, that in the scientific community, that your mind can create things that hurt or help your body, in the sense that if you're stressed all the time and you're worried and you're basically what we might call a type A personality, that stress, which is pretty much just your mind doing things, releases chemicals, it can give you early heart attacks, it can deteriorate, whatever. I mean, it's bad for you. It is bad for your health, and it can do bad things. I don't know if the opposite has been linked, proven, shown, or whatever, but that's the type of thing that I'm thinking of here. There's some certain things that maybe as a left brain person, we may not have all the data, or you may not buy it. You know, you may think, well, that's just, it's all in your head, but all in your head, it like can dictate how you feel. It can dictate hormones that are released. It can dictate the way your outlook on life, that outlook on life can then translate into doing better at work and getting front. You know what I'm saying? It like, it's this crazy cycle.
All in your head is actually the most powerful thing. Like, exactly. All in your head means all of you.
It's easy to be, to kind of be skeptical about it, or to just say, if you're going to say three positive things, that's not going to make a difference. But it's that little wedge. It's the edge of the wedge that give three positive things makes your brain start thinking, oh, positive things are going on, which then makes more positive things happen by nature, which then makes you feel better about the day, which then releases whatever chemicals it is that makes you happier and wanting to take on work and getting work done faster, which then, again, is a virtuous cycle. So whether we can or can't explain it, I'm sure there's tons of research to back it up. But even beyond that, it just seems like the way that our bodies work, that exactly, it just seems logical that our minds do actually have that much control over our physiology. And then from there, our physiology dictates a lot about how we feel and therefore how we perform.
So what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful that the sale of one of my apps has finally gone through, and it's been a long process, several months, and especially the last week got pretty hairy, a lot of late nights, and I was stressed that it wasn't going to go through, as it always is right towards the end. As soon as you get into escrow, things can go sideways. And I'm grateful that it's all over and I can relax and it's Friday night and we're basically going out to celebrate. What are you grateful for?
And grateful that you found a buyer, and grateful that the transition went smoothly, and grateful that it didn't take months and months, and grateful that you had help like from the broker that was a big source of support. Grateful that you're developer hung in there and helped get it done. There's so many layers within that one big point of gratitude. So many things that could have been harder or gone worse. I think there's obviously the standard things like family and kids and safe house, comfortable life, those kinds of things. But you know, today I'm particularly grateful for you supporting me wanting to teach yoga and do yoga and spend a lot of time doing yoga. That's been something that I've really enjoyed. It's been really good for me. And I realize that every time I go do yoga, that means you're kid wrangling. And you've really like never given me a hard time about that. And I'm really grateful for that, for the freedom to do something in my life that's important and not feel bad or guilty about it. Yeah, I'm also grateful that it's Friday afternoon and that I'm not at work. I don't work for the government anymore. You know, I can be here doing this with you. And I'm grateful that there are listeners who have given this enough momentum to make this a valuable investment in our time and to make it something that feels important. So I'm grateful for all of you out there who are listening to this right now.
And if you feel like you get value out of the show, we've been 40-something episodes now. We're looking to up our game. And as a result, we've started a Patreon, which is just a way to help support us financially, to allow us to produce better shows, spend more time doing it, and that kind of stuff. If you go to supportzenfounder.com, pledge anything you want. You could pledge a penny a month, but if you know everybody pitched in a few bucks, then we can really, really do a lot of stuff. We could pay for a professional editor and do more in-depth storytelling and that kind of stuff. So check out supportzenfounder.com if you like the show and you want us to keep doing it.
and have a fantastic Thanksgiving if you are US-based. And regardless of where you are and what you're eating this week, maybe take a little time to reflect on what you're grateful for and see how that settles into your body and into your mind and maybe your productivity and maybe your business. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Zen Founder.
We'll be back next week with another conversation about how to enjoy a little bit more Zen in your startup life.